USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Inauguration Day approaches, what do we know about the 25,000 National Guardsmen and women? That's the FBI thoughts, as the FBI is vetting every National Guard member stationed in the nation's capital. The FBI began screening the National Guard troops upon their arrival to D.C. over a week ago. In addition to the review, Guard members are also receiving training to detect potential insider threats. Two separate migrant caravans of about 5,000 people are moving from Honduras toward the U.S. border, calling on incoming Biden administration to honor their commitment and open up the border. A Biden transition official, however, warned migrants against coming to the United States, saying now is not the time to make the journey. The National Park Service is reporting a San Jose man remained missing on Monday after he was swept out to sea off the Point Bonita Lighthouse Trail near the San Francisco Bay entrance. Known as King Tides, heavy surf will continue for the next couple of days. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
More arrests in D.C. as the military zone around the Capitol prepares for Biden's inauguration Wednesday. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
At least three people have been arrested at security checkpoints in D.C. in the days leading up to the inauguration. Two separate men from Virginia and a woman from Connecticut. Authorities say 31-year-old Wesley Beeler had an unregistered firearm and hundreds of rounds of ammunition when he was stopped by authorities. He tells WUSA 9.
I'm not a bad person, and it was just an accident that was made because I forgot to take my time to leave for work and take my firearm out of the truck before I left Virginia.
Beeler said he had a security badge for the inauguration from his employer. 22-year-old Guy Berry was arrested for carrying an unlicensed firearm, three high-capacity magazines, and three dozen rounds of ammunition. 63-year-old Linda McGovern said she was part of the presidential cabinet. She was given a psychological evaluation. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Some divisional playoffs in the National Football League over the weekend have revealed who's moving on and the guys that get to watch the remainder of the 2020 season from the couch. On Saturday, the Packers beat the Rams 32-18. The Bills knocked out the Ravens 17-3. On Sunday, the Chiefs beat the Browns 22-17. And finally, the Breeze versus Brady showdown has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers moving on with the win over the Saints 30-20. Drew Breeze after the game.
There are obviously so many incredible memories, so many incredible relationships that have come as a result of playing this game. And then you find out so much about yourself, and you have to fight through so much, you know, when you play this game. And I'd say this season, probably had to fight through more than I've ever had to in any other season in my career. From injury to all the COVID stuff to just crazy circumstances, man, it was worth every moment of it. Absolutely.
Tom Brady after the game.
Yeah, just so proud of our, you know, everyone, the whole organization. You know, our coaches have put in so much work and effort getting us to this point and preparing us every day, and just done an amazing job. And, you know, guys really come together. It's a really unique team, and we have great chemistry. We have fun at practice, and we work really hard to get this point, just like the other three teams remaining. So it's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but you know, we got to go out there, and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.